Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Pure Happy Healthy. I'm your host, Leandra Haupt, model, entrepreneur, coach, and hypnotherapist. And I'm here to bring you more mindfulness in all areas of your life. Each week, I'll have a different focus on my show. Mindful Me, Mindful Model, Mindful Mensch, and Mindful Master Sessions. Thank you so much for being here and showing up to become the best version of yourself possible. Hey, and welcome. Today we have already the second of Advent, and that means that I have another special Advent episode for you, or also for people who don't know what Advent is, a special Christmas episode for you. And this month is the month of the mindful model, so I will be having another conversation with a mindful model. It's Daniela, and I met her on Fashion Week and some other jobs that we had together, and she really stands out with her look. She has that very special, androgynous, beautiful look, and so she immediately caught my attention and we started talking, and she's that very interesting, beautiful woman, so strong, and I was really happy to have that conversation with her and find out more about her and her life journey, how she got into modeling and what obstacles she overcame with it. And yeah, so I wish you so much fun listening to it, and enjoy. Yeah, today I'm speaking with Daniela, and we met on Fashion Week in Berlin before, and on various castings, and then on a runway show, which was super nice. And ever since, we've been connected, so I'm really happy to speak with her privately in the Mindful Model session. So hi and welcome, Daniela.
Hi, it's so nice to see you, and thank you for your invitation.
Yeah, so happy to speak to you. So before we get started, I would like to know, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Today I had like apple with berries and yogurt and a coffee.
Coffee, always good.
Yes.
Yeah, so would you like to tell a little bit more about you? What do you do? And who is Daniela?
Okay, well, I am a Mexican girl that lives in Berlin since now like 3 years. And I do full-time modeling. And yeah, well, I do this professionally since now like 6 years. So it's been quite a ride, and it's been quite an adventure. But yeah, I still love it and can make a living of it. And I think I will keep doing it as far as I can. So, yeah.
Nice. How did the modeling start for you? Was it always a plan of you that you want to become a model, or were you discovered somewhere? How did it evolve?
No, it actually happened really as a surprise. Like, they scouted me in my hometown in Tijuana. And actually, I was in university studying law school because I wanted to be a criminologist. But so the thing, criminology was not a career yet. It was really a new thing. It was more like a specialty. So I was studying law school. And then in between, I got scouted in a cinema, like walking out from like with my friends. Actually, I went to see Hunger Games, like the first movie. And then this guy, he approached me and he asked me like, what agency are you with? And I was like, agency? It's like, you know, I was thinking like a car agency, you know, like, okay. And then he was like, since when are you modeling? And I was like, modeling? He's like, yeah, like, then you're not a model. And I was like, no. And, but I have had this kind of like, I mean, scouting experiences before going to the States, because Tijuana is really common. You go shopping or the day, I don't know, to San Diego and stuff. And I remember the other time, there was two times, there were like these guys, like just like in between the shopping racks, they like just sent, like lend me their card. business card, and they were like, oh, like, you look like a model, come to my office, and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I was, like, still, like, 16 or something, you know? But, you know, like, you don't really have sometimes the vibe with the person. I was like, well, like, you look kind of weird. Like, but so I just, like, kind of broke it, and, you know, because I was like, this is, like, strange. And so then this guy who scouted me in my hometown, he was the only one who asked me my age. And at the moment, I was 17 and a half. I was about to turn 18. But then he was like, ah, like, I need to talk to your parents then if you're interested. And I was like, okay, well, this is another kind of person, you know? And then since then, yeah, we had a chat with my mom. But this was so funny because, like, my mom, she was always against me, like, traveling or going somewhere. Like, like she always was, like, really, like, no, you're going to stay here with me, like, all your life. You're going to be, like, a doctor or architect or whatever, you know, like, all these, like, dream, I don't know. But I was always, like, I always kind of knew. Like, I was not going to stay there, but not because I didn't like it. It's just, like, I just wanted to know more about the world and the cultures and the people. And, like, yeah, this was for me always, like, the most, like, exciting thing, or what, which I still feel I'm quite passionate about it. And so then when I had the option to do modeling, I was like, well, modeling, traveling, like, it goes along. And then, yeah, but yeah, surprise, surprise. I always needed to tell my parents where I was going and with who. So I asked her if she wanted to join me. And then she was surprisingly excited. She was like, oh my God, like, I will see you then in the magazines or, like, in the billboards and stuff. And I was like, what happened? You know, I don't know if the moon phase or something changed. I don't know. But, like, and so she joined me. And yeah, and since the first interview, I was super clear that I wanted to do this, like, all the way. Like, kind of, like if I'm going with you is because as well I know that he had some contacts that I could travel, so I was like, I don't want to stay here and be like the model of Tijuana, like, you know, I don't want this title, you know, like, it's like I just want to, like, go everywhere, anywhere, you know. And then he was like, oh, like, so if I tell you you go to LA now, would you go? I was like, yes. It's like, if I told you if you go to India, would you go? And I was like, yes. And I was like, will you go to China? And I was like, yes. Like, you know, I'm even more excited than my mom. She was like, oh, like, oh my God. Like, you want to leave me? And I was like, no. But if I have the opportunity to go somewhere else and work and live there, like, I will take it. And then, so kind of like I signed with him, and then it happened as well, like, really quickly, like, all these, like, placements to know my first agency, which is still my mother agency in Mexico. Like, they invited me to go for, like, 3 months. And so, yeah, after 6 months of getting scouted, then I got signed, and then I went to Mexico City. And then I never came back. And then I was just like, yeah, go, like, full on. And I mean, it was everything really, like, spontaneous and really, like, yeah, sometimes, like, I don't even believe, you know, like, how things develop or how things happen as well, so quite fast. And yeah, so here I am after 6 years, like, wow. Like, but yeah, like, now, yeah, of course, like, first years were quite, like, difficult for my family and me, like, because nobody that I know close was doing this as professionally, you know, like, doing this for a living. So, and I mean, especially coming from a culture from Mexico, it's quite, like, There's a lot of taboos. I mean, there's a lot of taboos anyways about modeling, you know, like they think you are, I don't know, they're gonna get kidnapped, or you're gonna get in drugs, or you're gonna get, like, you know, like you're a whole mess. But then, yeah, I mean, if you are disciplined and work for it and, like, take care of yourself, it's gonna be fine. And I mean, thank God so far I haven't had any bad experience, you know, with agencies or traveling. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm not even thinking, you know, these things will happen. And I'm so lucky and happy to be working with really professional people. And so far, it's good.
Oh, you said so many interesting things. And what you just said last, that you don't even think about that these bad things happen to you. I think that really shows so well how the manifesting works, like the law of attraction. And I think if you constantly think about what bad things could happen to you, you probably attract these things in your life. But in your case, you said you only had the positive image about it and you thought that it would work out well. And then that's why it came to you. So I think that really shows so well that our mindset is so important. But I imagine it must have been difficult at times anyways, because you were really young. I mean, you were not even 18. And in that age, we're still like finding ourselves, I feel. And so were you scared when you started? Or was it always that you just went for it and thought like, oh, whatever happens, I'm just gonna go for it?
I guess the first time I got scared was when I was signed in New York. Like, because being in Mexico City, it's still Mexico. You know, I mean, even though it's still like a bigger city, but I could easily make friends, or as well, I have family members there that I, you know, kind of know that they're going to be there for me if something happens. But yeah, then maybe the first time I was like, oh my God, like, is this really happening? You know, like, it was like going to New York. But then after that, like a lot of other opportunities came for me. So this was just as well, like the first time I knew, like, pushing your fears, you actually open so many doors, you know? So like then, oh, I mean, I do have sometimes like fear could be, but I always then do it anyways, because that means that I will like learn a lot more and open myself to new experiences and stuff. So, but I never really carry it with me, you know? I mean, of course, there were so many other things going on that is like, this is just like, okay, like, I will not carry it for so long. And I mean, you have some kind of person waiting for you, even though that's not your family. But I mean, I kind of knew how to handle myself in public transport. Or I mean, I still have my passport with me, and Mexico is still closed, so worst case, like, I just go back, you know. So yeah, I mean, yeah, fear has been present sometimes, but that's when I know it's like, I just have to do it, you know.
So, what yeah. Exactly helps you to do it anyways? Because I feel a lot of people have these fears, and that keeps them from actually doing something they would like to do, or keeps them from evolving. So what is happening inside of you that you say, okay, I have this fear, but I do it anyways?
Because I guess the longer you stay with the fear, the less you are yourself, kind of. Like, I feel when I have this like emotion with me, or like this, like, yeah, fear in my body, I tend to become like quieter, and like, I don't really want to talk, or I don't really want to do anything, or I'm just like, it's just sometimes too much in my mind. And then when I just like do it or say it or like let go, then of course it's like painful, but then this pain goes away. Like, sometimes it's like I picture myself what kind of feelings or emotions or like mindsets I have in my body, and I rather like don't have this like negative feeling or like emotion with me, because it's just taking a lot of space for other good things or other new things, you know? So I rather just take this like out, and then I will be able to fill it with other new experiences. So
So beautiful. And before, you also said that you always know that you, in the worst case, you have your passport and you can always go back to Mexico. And I think that also sometimes helps, just imagine what's the worst case scenario. Okay, it doesn't work. Maybe I don't have enough jobs. Maybe I don't find people who I like. Maybe I find it horrible. And then, you know what, like, worst case scenario, okay, I go back to Mexico, whatever. You know, it's sometimes breaking it down to like these simple things helps so much, getting over the fear, because we know even in the worst case, nothing really bad can actually happen to us.
Yeah.
What was your craziest place you've maybe lived, or your craziest modeling experience?
I think it was Tokyo. Like in Japan, it was like 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago, and I stayed there 5 months. Like, it was so like, as well, like really unexpected, because it happened in a period of my life that I was kind of like quitting modeling, because I was like kind of like getting bored of it, because sometimes like I do modeling more to go to new places and go to meet new people and learn something, you know, like new. So after this, I think it was like 4 years since I started modeling, and then my options were like the same, like to go to London, to go to New York, or to, but I don't really quite like love it, you know, as living. Now I will go there for work, but not to live, you know. So then I was like, there's not any more like exciting for me to go and see. And then at that time I was with a partner that we just wanted to do traveling, like backpacking, blah, blah, blah. So we're like, okay, well, I will go by myself, you know? And then, but then this option came, and then I was like, well, this, I never really see it coming right now, because even though Tokyo was always in my bucket list, but kind of like knowing Tokyo profile was not actually my profile. So, so then this new agency like scouted me, and they wanted to sign me, and they, yeah, like managed everything. And at that moment, I was living in an island in Mexico, like in Holbox, like close to Cancun, like paradise, you know. So I was like, but I was like, well, I feel actually really good. So I think anyway, it's a really good time to go somewhere, because as well, I like to be, yeah, in a good state of mind when I go somewhere like new, because then it's just like a lot of like, I don't know, things happening. But yeah, so then Tokyo happened, and then I was supposed to stay there just for 40 days. And I extended till I stayed, yeah, like 4 months and a half. So it was like really, really like another world in this world for me. Like, it was like really, yeah, different. But at the same time, like knowing the people and knowing like their culture, but knowing as well how like human behavior, we're like quite looking for the same things. Doesn't matter like if we're in the other side of the world, like, there was actually really weird common things that I found from Japanese people and Mexican people, like some like food, like some, I remember I went out to some restaurant, and then they gave me to try some like soup. And this soup is just the same soup like my grandmother used to make, like her special dish, you know, like really in the same ingredients. It just didn't have like grains, but the taste and everything was the same. And I was like, this is impossible, you know, like how? And they were like, no, yeah, like it's not a common thing, but like it's a thing here. And I was like, this is so strange. And then like, I don't know, like I found many kind of like similarities in some way. Like there's they're really advanced, of course, in technology, but they're really close to their traditions. So maybe same in my culture, even though there's a lot of things happening, but they're still quite close to their traditions. And like, and as well, I found the most like incredible or weird thing was that there's pyramids there, like underwater. And I talked with a local person that I was like, well, I want to go backpacking somewhere that you recommend me or something. It's like, yeah, like pyramids. I saw pyramids in Mexico. There's some pyramids here too. And I was like, what? Like, no, that's not possible. Then he told me, like, we Googled them and they were, you know, but they were underwater. And I was like, huh? Like, I don't know. I mean, we're connected through the Pacific, no? So I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of like link in between there, but this was so like exciting, or it was just like, okay, well, like definitely I want to like stay here longer and see what else like it has, or like it really unexpected, you know, because from the map, how it looks like it will be totally different. I mean, it's really different, but there's some similarities, which is really interesting. I think Tokyo was.
Yeah, that's what I love. That's what I love about traveling as well, because you learn so incredibly much from other cultures and other people if you stay curious. And at the same time, it really teaches you that humans, no matter where you go, are so similar on the base and so connected, and that it's such an important step to overcome xenophobia as well, because in the core, and racism as well, because in the core we're all the same, we all have the same needs, the same emotions, desires for our life and traits, even though we might be different, of course, in terms of our culture. But then discovering also these little things that make us human and make us so similar is so, so nice. So yeah, you live in Berlin now, you said, and we talked a little bit beforehand and you said you feel really, really good and comfortable here, and you finally felt like you found your tribe here. So what exactly is it about Berlin that is keeping you here and that is fascinating for you?
Well, I think it's the like my friends and my that they're really close to me. They're like kind of my family here. But I really like is that we all come from different countries, different religions, different like everything would be. But this is so interesting that we all like love it here, and we are so close, and we are handling lives like life experiences together. And I think we had so far handled some really important like chapters in our life together, that is like, well, like I think I will be fine here, you know, if I have a job and I have a place to stay and I have this circle of friends and members of my life, you know, then I think I'm in the right place. So I think that's what makes it so special, and or in a way we just find a really nice lifestyle, which I think I discovered since I came for the first time. I saw how like when you go to work and stuff, like you have some drinks, you have your lunch break, you know, everything starts in time, everything is like well planned, you know, you get your call time, you know, your schedule one day before, and everything is so, it could be so smooth, you know, compared to maybe other places. Like I feel here you still have much more quality of life, like you can still be relaxed in a big city. Like for me, it's a city, it's not so big as of course like Tokyo or like Mexico or New York, but it still has the city vibes, but you can have as well your relaxed moment, and this is so nice, you know, because it's so I guess it's what I like in my lifestyle, to be busy, but at the same time, having my routine that I go to yoga, to a park and stuff, and then I will get in time to the airport. So this map, city map, works for my lifestyle.
Yeah, you already mentioned it a little bit. You do like your routines and everything. So what self-care routines do you do on a regular basis to prime your mind and your body for the day?
Well, I guess it depends. Like, I'm actually don't like routines that much, even though here I found that finding your routine is really good. But I mean, it depends, I guess, on the day. If I feel I'm quite like unstable and I have a bit like anxiety, I go to the park or I meditate. If I have like several days that I'm thinking like, okay, I don't have the answer, then okay, definitely put the like phone off, just put meditation music, read a good book. I have a lot of, not a lot of books, but some books that helps me to refresh how your mind works and how your emotions need to be, like that you need to be the observer of what's happening and not just continue to do the same thing. Like when I feel unstable, that means that I need to kind of reschedule my routine to have more like healthy habits instead of just like going deeper and deeper to a chaotic scene. But I will say that will help me, like go to nature, meditate definitely, or yoga, exercise, cook some nice food. I like to cook like Mexican food if I'm feeling like a bit homesick or whatever. But I put like nice music and dance a little bit, and then it's all like forgotten for a bit.
Oh, sounds so nice. That really, all these tools resonate a lot with me. I'm doing very similar things. You also, you said before that here you meet people who are dealing with the same things in life and that are in the same chapter. So what's your current chapter in life? What is some topics that you think a lot about a lot, or that is moving you at the moment?
Like right now, I wanna like place myself, like I discovered where I feel the most, like, let's say, fulfilled or happy, that I'm productive. I feel home in Mexico and in here. So now I wanna really schedule my calendar to be productive there and here. Like here, I know that I can be productive, have my life for for some months, years, whatever. But the thing now in Mexico, that's always been my like vacation spot, but I want to go now there and do work there. I mean, I can work there too, but not as much as I work here. Like over there I can do, I don't know, maybe 1 month or two. This time I was there for 2 months and it went quite fast. I was really busy doing my things, but because I put my plan like this, I need to go there and find something to do, because I like to, I mean, of course I like to be relaxed and stuff, but I don't want to like sit in the couch all the time. Or if I have energy to do things, or like, then I will do and have some work. So here I know I can do something, I can do some things in there, but I need to figure it out what I will do there. So I think for now is I need to be more, how to be busy in both, so then I can just have my two homes, I can switch from here and there, and
So which projects, or what do you do when you don't have a model job? Because like, I mean, in between the jobs, we have a lot of waiting time maybe, or sometimes there is a week or two or maybe longer that no job comes up. So what do you do with your time in these empty times?
Well, I try to do a lot of collaborations with my friends or people that I'm around with, because sometimes like we have all these like elements around us that we just hang out as friends, but we're like, but why, how guys we do something? Like, I mean, it's like everybody's good in something already, and we, all my circle of friends so far are quite like in regarding in arts. So I mean, I have like a really good photographer friend, video, makeup, blah blah blah. So I was like, let's just like do something, and then we can, I mean, of course, working with friends, it's so nice when it works. I mean, so far it's been working so good, and but I think it's just like important to bring everybody's like gift, or yeah, to put them together, and it makes it even better, you know. Like, if we know that everybody's good in something, what about we just put it together? It's gonna be something even better. So yeah, so far this is what I've been doing like here and in Mexico, and the results is like, again, it opens to another like perspective of us, like, oh, we actually can do things, you know, and we can just like do many other collaboration with some other type of project and stuff like this. So yeah, I think, yeah, like that, I will manage like that.
That's so nice. I would now move over to some quick fire questions. So you just give me a short answer, whatever comes in your mind first. So what can we do for more self-love today?
Breathe and take a walk in some place beautiful, and be grateful for what you have at the moment.
Oh, love gratitude. Such a good tip.
Yeah.
What's the place where you feel most home on this planet?
On the beach.
So beautiful. What can we do for a better health today?
Have less negative thinking, or listen to really happy music.
I love that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dish?
My mom's cooking.
Is it very Mexican?
Actually, not. She cooks quite like a lot of things, even like paella or like seafood meats, and it's just like it's so crazy how moms can do that. I guess sometimes like they just look at the fridge, pick something, they like put like spices, and then it's like something so good, you know. It's like, I could never put this together. Like, I need to kind of plan, like, okay, today I feel like, and I look in the menu, and then I go buy the ingredients, and then I make it. But I don't really like can see, and then it's like, okay, like, I put this with this with this, and then yeah.
But then you're lucky, because my mother is completely the opposite. We had pasta every single day of our life, and only with basically tomato puree and or cream cheese. That was my life. So not all moms are like this. I think you got lucky then. What's your...
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, because...
What is a book or a movie or a podcast or any other sort of media that was really a game changer for you?
It's the podcast from Oprah and Eckhart Tolle called The New Earth, or the new book called New Earth. Mm-hmm. This has like just like put again my feet on the ground. Like, actually, I found it when it was the first lockdown, and this like helped me like a lot to get through this thing. So actually sometimes, some days I listen to it again, because it's nice to have like a little refresh of, and it's like, ah, okay, yeah, okay, I got it, I remember now. So yeah, this is really good.
Yeah, I'm reading his book, The Power of Now, for the second time at the moment, and yeah, it's really incredible. I love all his books, and A New Earth is actually the next one I will read. So yeah, I will also leave that in the show notes. What means beauty for you?
It's like everything that give you like a good memory to yourself, I feel. Like, I think more beauty, it's more like what is inside you than the outside, definitely. Maybe it sounds like really cliche, but I feel like beauty is like every place or everyone or everything that had make you have like a good feeling, and this you projected.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Is there any last piece of advice that you would like to share?
That nothing is permanent, that you just have to keep learning and keep being curious about life and let life surprise you and guide you, and you will be fine.
Oh, wonderful. I really like that. Yeah, thank you so much for this interview. It was really, really nice talking to you, and thank you for all the wonderful things that you shared. And yeah, so I will link up to your Instagram and to you in the show notes so people can get in touch and find you. And yeah, it was so nice connecting with you again.
Yeah, so nice, and thank you for the chat. I really liked it.